everyone. Welcome to an action-packed show of overtime as we have four games we're going to take a look at here, big ones that were played out on Thursday night. First, we're going to take a look at Cloquet Esco Carlton's wild 7-5 win over Hermantown. That was a huge Lake Superior Conference game with first place on the line. MNHockeyHub.com reporter Jordan Doffick will join us with his thoughts on that one. We'll take a look at Benilde's 6-1 win over the Moorhead Spuds as MN Hockey Hub and Breakdown USA's Tim Kolaminen reports on that one. We're going to join WLKX Spirit 95.9 Sports' Jim Erickson as he provides highlights of his call of Blaine's 4-1 win over Osseo in a huge Northwest Suburban Conference game that also carried on major sectional implications. Finally, we have a ton of post-game feedback from Edina's 3-0 win over the Eden Prairie Eagles in late conference action. We'll listen in as Coach Kurt Giles has his thoughts from the game. Lee Smith will join us as well. We'll hear from Connor Girard, the Edina goaltender who made 36 saves. We're going to hear from Max Everson, who is engaged in a classic one-on-one battle with Max Everson. And, of course, Jake Sampson will check in as well as he picked up the first goal of the game late in the third period, which would stand up as the game winner. All of that and more right here on the Overtime Radio Network right after this.
This is former Wild captain Wes Walls. While many things have changed in hockey, one thing remains brutally the same. Hockey equipment stinks. Use SportSense and stink no more. SportSense is a new product developed to prevent odor-causing bacteria from growing and works for up to 90 days. This isn't just some flowery cover-up spray. SportSense eliminates odors on bags, helmets, footwear, and virtually any surface. If it stinks, SportSense will get the job done. SportSense is available at Total Hockey stores and online at TotalHockey.com.
You can also pick up your SportSense product at Dave's Sports Shop in Fridley and Blaine. And by the way, that is something else. If you're a hockey player or hockey playing family, get rid of the smell. It's legitimate. You kill off the bacteria. They're a great sponsor. I know as a fact they've cleared out a couple of locker rooms. They've fogged them out. They've got the Minnesota Wild as their account. They're legit. It's the real deal. In fact, in another week or so, I had a nice little roundtable discussion with the folks from MinTech, the makers of SportSense, and we talked a little bit about the science and how it works and why their product is so great. Basically, you do apply that just at once every 90 days, and it works, but the smell really is the bacteria. You do not want to get into the staph infections, believe you me, because today they're a lot more difficult to get rid of than in the days past. So just a little note from our sponsor there that you should check that out. We're going to look at the Edina-Eden Prairie game. It was Eden Prairie with an 0-for-8 effort on the power play, which was very, very pivotal in that game. Edina 1-for-5. The all-important 1-for-5, it was Jake Sampson at 11:18 of the third period to pick up the game winner from Stephen Fogarty and Ben Osley. Fogarty had sent a pass in that hit Sampson in the shin pad, dropped down right off the pad of Eden Prairie goaltender Andrew Ford, and then Sampson, Johnny on the spot, deposits his sixth goal of the season. For the game, the Eden Prairie Eagles outshot Edina by a 36-20 margin. They're on the puck the majority of the game, although Connor Girard in goal was absolutely enormous, championship-level hockey. And the bottom line was, when it came down to push and shove, not a lot of second-chance opportunities in that one for the Eagles. Edina would go on to score again at 14:39 as it was Ben Walker from Anthony Walsh and Louie Nanny, and then Bo Brower deposits the empty netter for the 3-0 lead. Things did get a little bit dicey toward the end of that one, as for the second game in as many tries, Edina and Eden Prairie came together in a battle where there were four-minute double minors assessed to Dan Molinar and Michael Sitt. Jack McCartan got a five-minute major for leaving the players' bench and a 10-minute game misconduct, as well as he dialed in on that affair. So it was interesting, and Kurt Giles is going to comment on that in the middle of his press conferences. You can tell playoff time is coming up as the media throng are beginning to surround the players and coaches. Let's check in with Kurt Giles and his thoughts.
Geez, for about 45 minutes there, it was back and forth, a lot of chances. Then you guys, that last 5.5 minutes just kind of took over in every aspect.
You know, we knew it was going to be a tough game coming into this building. You come into this building here, you know you're in for a game every year and every time you come in here. And, you know, I thought the kids played well. They stuck to the game plan. They worked hard defensively and got in a little bit of trouble in the penalties in the first period, kind of, you know, got us running around a little bit. But, you know, they played extremely well.
Like I said, both teams with chances. They had a couple pipes. You guys had yours. But that, again, that last like 6 minutes or so, it seemed like you guys just had that upper hand. Did anything change?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, I thought they played extremely well. They've got a very good hockey team. I'll tell you what, I still consider them as one of the top teams in the state. There's no question about that. We did coming into it, and we do leaving the building. The kids stuck to the game plan, worked hard defensively. We've been working on a lot of things, and, they played well.
Was it Jake who got the first goal for you?
Yes.
What did you see on that one? It looked like a rebound, kind of something?
I couldn't see anything. Just a scramble in front of the net. Jake went to the net hard and shoveled it in. So.
Was that what it was going to take on a night like this? Probably is something like that in front of the net, kind of a weird, not a weird play, but you know, something like that.
Usually that's what happens in games like this. If it's closely contested like this game was, you know, what ends up happening is you end up with a shot like that, a rebound, something laying around like that. Traditionally, that's what ends up happening.
Thoughts on what happened there at the end?
That's too bad. You know, stuff like that happens. But you know what? All those kids are competitive. You know, I mean, they're competitive kids. They work hard. They worked hard tonight. Sometimes frustrations get to a certain level. Sometimes where stuff like that happens. It's too bad it had to happen, but nobody got hurt. Nothing, you know, serious. So
anybody can miss any games or anything, you know? Or?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think they gave four to Sid, four to the other kid. I don't know what – McCartan had a major.
Oh, they gave somebody number 21 for them, but a five, and I don't know if it's a game.
I think it was a third man in type situation.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to look sort it out.
Yeah. Don't know the outcome of that.
Defensively, Max Everson looked like he had him toe-to-toe out there. Every shift of Raul, man, was that impressive.
You know what? What I really got a kick out of was the one-on-one with him and Raul. Two of the best kids in the state of Minnesota in high school hockey going at it right there, right in front of everybody, one-on-one, you know. And I tell you what, the Raul kid is just a fabulous player. He works hard. He's strong. He's got great balance, you know. And I think Max has played as well as anybody in the state of Minnesota. So, you know, those two kids going at it is pretty fun to watch.
Do you think that Max gets better and better every game?
Max has played extremely well for us all year, you know, and he's just getting stronger and stronger. He's maturing as a defenseman. You know, defensemen traditionally mature a little bit later, and, you know, Max is maturing before our eyes. I think he's playing extremely well.
The game was about special teams, early at least. Really aggressive on the penalty kill. Molinar looked really neutralized. Were you guys thinking about that coming in, or is that just the guys being heads up, taking that shooting lane away?
They've got to do that. Against a team like this, you know, they put five kids out there that can put the puck in the net. I mean, you got to be active. You've got to be take their ice away. You got to be aggressive on them, and you got to fill those passing lanes because those are – he can put five, six, seven of those kids, talented kids on the ice, and we just had to make sure we're in those lanes.
And finally, Connor Girard, not a rebound to have, I don't think, all night long.
No, he played extremely well. And when Connor's playing well, he makes it look easy. You know, he's a big kid, and tonight it was a tough game, but he made the good saves, and he made the saves he's supposed to make, and he neutralized everything.
Couple quick things. You talked about the game plan. What was the game plan? This is the second time you played EP. Yep. Second time Kyle Rau has been off the scoreboard.
Well, we don't design taking Kyle Rau out of the game. You know, that's the ultimate goal is to keep him off the score sheet, you know, but we don't design a plan where we shadow him or play somebody against him. We just have to really be aware when he's on the ice. I mean, he's such a special player that you got to find ways that, you know, it's best if he doesn't have the puck. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, it's if he doesn't have the puck, it's kind of nice. You know, life's a little bit easier. But we didn't have a real plan to do something like that. We just wanted to make sure as a team we played well defensively. We wanted to forecheck smartly, backcheck smartly, and just work hard. And that's what we got tonight.
Finally, this is a big win for you guys after a tough week, last couple of weeks. What does a win like this say right now going into Wayzata on Saturday?
Well, I think we're getting better. I mean, I think that's what it means more than anything, and that's what we strive for. I mean, we strive to continue to get better and better and better, and hopefully we can take this as something to move forward and make that step on the ladder to get better. I mean, the ultimate goal, we all know what that is, you know, and through this month, it's a tough month. It's a good month of good competition, but we just want to continue as a team to continue to get better. That's our biggest goal.
By the way, the replay can be seen from MyFoxHockey Live on the Wagon Train Live button. Be sure to check in. We're updating this stuff all the time. I'm sure most of you already are, as we definitely keep bringing new stuff on the table and much more. So that'll be posted as well for you to take a look at that game. It was a very good one. Connor Girard, terrific with 36 saves. Let's check in with him.
I don't think you had a rebound all night. How good did that feel?
Well, I mean, defense helped me out there. They let me see the puck. They keep the guys to the outside. And when you do that, you know, the no rebounds to take care of themselves like that. So,
were they getting a lot of redirects on you in traffic, or were you getting a good look?
They had a couple redirects. They shot from the point a couple times on a power play, and, you know, got some sticks in there, but nothing too major.
You guys have been down this road before last year. Obviously, huge win here. It's like you've got their number big time. What are the guys like in there right now?
We're pretty pumped, but we'll get back to work tomorrow. You know, of course we're happy, but we got work to do. So
it doesn't really get any easier with Wayzata, right?
Yeah, exactly. You gotta love this conference. You know, every night's gonna be a battle. So, but in the end, I think that'll help us out a lot.
Knowing the history between these two teams and how close it can be, from your perspective, when you see that first one go in, what's going through your mind?
It was nice to get that first one. But with 6 minutes left and Eden Prairie on the other side, we had to keep working, and we did that. We got the second one, so I think it was just a testament to the team and how we worked hard. We got that second one after the first one.
You got to see Max and Kyle Rao go toe-to-toe, one-on-one, close. What was that like?
Two very good players, you know. I trust my defensemen, so I knew he was going to make the play. Is it the penalty? Rao's a speedy guy, you know, but Max and Rao are pretty evenly matched up, so, you know, it's an absolute treat.
You have Rao on your, you had Rao and Ford on your Elite League team.
I had a couple of those guys.
Yeah.
Molinar,
Sealer,
Sit.
Another Rao, yeah.
What was going on there? Were those guys just bitter? Or was that, I mean, are they going to be okay, or what do we know?
Well, I mean, it's Eden Prairie, Donna, you know, it's always a bitter rivalry, you know.
Go and have a cold soda afterwards.
They may be friends off the ice, but on the ice, you know, it's, you know, all the way, you know, so.
Get pumped up to play former teammates, rivals, EP.
Yeah, I mean, even if they weren't former teammates, it's always really fun to play EP, you know, so.
Edina forward Jake Sampson potted the game winner, and he had these thoughts after the game.
What's going through your mind when that puck goes?
It's late in the game, big goal, low scoring game, so one goal could be the difference, and try and play defensively the rest of the game and win it out.
Obviously, a goal is the main thing that you want to get on that shift, but what's going through your mind during that entire shift?
We couldn't get it set up in the zone at first, so I was just flowing up the blue line waiting for a breakout, and I was like, come on, let's go, let's get it set up so I can do my job and sit in front, and then we had a nice breakout. Michael Sid came flying on the boards, went around the net, threw it in front. I think it went off my shin pad, off the goalie's pad, and was sitting there, and I banged it home.
What did Coach Giles tell you in between second and third? Tell the team.
Going into a way bar on your rivals, 0-0, you can't ask for anything better. We took the first 10-minute push they have, like always, out of the game, and you can't ask for anything better, 0-0 again.
You've got 8 points in your last six games. Looks like you're really starting to roll. Are you feeling it a little bit?
Yeah, playing with Michael Sid and Steve Fogarty helps. So I think we clicked pretty well. Grew up together, played together the whole time. So we moved the puck well and playing well together, yeah.
It's obviously looking that way from our stance, too. You know, for you, you've been in a ton of these types of games, obviously. Adding Eden Prairie to the conference, you know, no disrespect to Armstrong or anything like that. How cool is that to have two games like this added to your schedule?
It makes it way better, the conference way better. I mean, playing EP every game is going to be a battle. I know like half the guys pretty well, and it just fuels the competition, and you want it even more.
Have you guys started texting yet, or is that going to be a little bit later?
Not a little later. Okay, sounds good.
Maybe a week later. Yeah.
Talked a lot about the offensive play and the goaltending, but really there was a battle which was second to none. Kurt Giles had touched on the play of Max Everson and his one-on-one battle in the attempt to shut down the very effective Kyle Rao, as we all know what he can do. And it was two of the best players in the state at their positions going after it, and it was something special. We had a chance to catch up with Everson after the game.
Toe-to-toe with Kyle Rao, does it get any better than that?
No, it was fun.
It was really good. What were you having going on out there with him?
At the end, the third
No,
period.
I mean just the whole game. It was just an incredible positional battle between you two.
Well, yeah, you just got to be ready for anything with him. I mean, what can you see when he's got speed and hands like that? It's just nothing's like out of reach for him. Whether he's just going to shoot it and put it in from outside, or if he's going to try to beat you through the middle or whatnot. So you know, you just gotta be prepared, make sure you're in good position, head on a swivel and all that. Just the basics, kind of make sure that's all solid before you can go from there.
Other than great goaltending, what would you attribute the biggest key to this one?
I thought we battled. You know, when the refs are calling penalties like that, especially with against the power play unit like their team, it's easy to let up and then, you know, whatnot, just when they're running the power play like they do. Because, you know, they had a lot of possession. There's no question about that. So you just got to keep plugging away, and I thought we did that the whole game. And finally, we were rewarded in the third period. Finally, we were the first ones to put it home, and there's no question after that. You know, we sealed the deal and kept going the same way. So
did they get frustrated?
I think absolutely.
And then at the end, obviously, what went on? We got to know. Give us the deal.
You know, we got some feisty players on our team. And, you know, there was round one last game, so I was actually expecting that at some point. You know, we don't like each other. It's just simple as that. When we're on the ice, you know, we're friends off the ice and whatnot. But on the ice, we've played each other enough times where you get sick of them and you get sick of their antics. And you just sometimes, I guess, the fuse runs a little low and stuff happens like that.
Does it add to it that you know these guys so well from playing them since you were little and then Elite League and then everything else? I mean, you know them inside and out. Does that add to the bug fest?
I think so. I mean, it's... For me, it's more, I don't know. That's a tough one to answer just because I don't try to take like a personal thing out there. But, you know, at the same time, it's Eden Prairie, and we've lost enough games to them where there's no friend card main pull. I'm going to go just as hard in the corner as I would against anyone else. So.
It's a rivalry. It's special.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what it's about.
Exactly. It brings the best out of you.
Yeah, that's the best part about it. Now, you play them, I believe, the last game of the year.
You've had
round one, round two. Does everybody know both sides? You can't go for round three because if the refs decide to call a fighting major, someone's off for the side. Yeah. Or four if you've already had one, and I know there's a couple guys in that situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, that just comes down to being smart. We've had some trouble with stuff like that. I mean, you know, I just look at the stat sheets, you can easily tell. Discipline's... It's got to be there. There's no question, because otherwise it's gonna hurt us in the long run. And you know, it makes it interesting for the fans, I'm sure, and it makes it riles up the crowd and everything like that. But there's no need for it. You can't fight in high school. There's no point.
What are you gonna? Well, like Bart Archer said, it looked like someone was bruising their knuckles on someone's tailbone.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not what it's a point. You know.
Yeah, exactly. You can't fight, so it's just hit him clean or just forget him. You know, just keep playing. Actually in the first game I got involved in that, and it's really easy to stand here and tell you, you know, you gotta stay out of it.
But it's the heat of the battle.
Anybody
that's played the game understands that, you know what, you gotta defend a teammate, you gotta defend yourself, it's what it's about. But then on the same token, there's gotta be that inner thing that stops you too.
Yeah, so. Just gotta be smart.
Exactly.
Finally, head coach Lee Smith of the Eden Prairie Eagles caught this one head on as he shared his thoughts of his squad's 3-0 loss to the Edina Hornets.
You got the puck the entire game, it seemed, and 5-6 minutes left, they get a rebound goal, and it kind of changes at the end. What do you tell your squad?
Well, we just got to bury our opportunities. I mean, you got a lot of grade-A chances early, and we don't put them away. Give him confidence, and he plays well. I mean, Gerard kept getting better and better and feeling it. And, you know, we wasted some power play opportunities, and that's what you get out of a night like this.
How much did the Des Shavlik injury affect your flow of your offensive lines?
Well, it was a combination of that. We lose Mason Berg right away, and so we lose two guys, so we're down to 8 forwards for the first period. Then we got penalties to kill, so we got to overplay the Rass and the Rao and Gerdes group. But, you know, what do you say? I mean, you give Edina credit. They were opportunistic. They played well defensively. You know, we didn't get many second shot opportunities, and that's what they do well.
How would you characterize this hockey game? Was it a playoff-style game, almost a hack fest? What was it?
No, I think it was a late-season tune-up, and I think, you know, we take away from it that we still got to keep getting better. You know, there's some areas we're not there at. one area we got to just play more discipline and play, you know, we're going to get, people are going to hook us and slash us, and we all got to just suck it up and play.
What was the positive you took from this game?
Well, I think you said it at the beginning where you talked about we had the puck most of the game. I think they came out and got us early, and we responded really well the last two periods. And you know, I don't know if the right team won tonight, but the team that was opportunistic, played hard, played smart, they did win.
Things don't get any easier for the Edina Hornets as they go to Wayzata to take on the Trojans, where they have not won in the Plymouth Ice Center for seven straight tries. Meanwhile, it's the Eden Prairie Eagles taking on the Buffalo Bison as they play host to them on Saturday at 3 p.m. That's going to do it here for period number one. We're going to take a look at Tim Kolomainen's report on the Benilde St. Margaret's impressive 6-1 win over the Moorhead Spuds, right here on the Overtime Radio Network.